that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
You shouldn't even feel like that though, CJ. Like, what the fuck? So what if I want to talk about motherfucking power on this bitch? Are you talking about, oh, I'm going to cut out all the episode, half of the episode. Get the fuck out of here, CJ. You ain't shit. You over there ever cleared out, goddammit. Did you hit the shit? Oh, yeah, you hit the shit. I see it all in your face.
I don't give a fuck about pal. Fuck pal.
That's how you feel, Moses?
Ghost Tommy. Tommy Ghost. Tommy Ghost, Tommy. Who killed Tommy? Tommy Ghost. Ghost, who killed Ghost Tommy? Give a fuck about that shit.
How you feeling over there, Dave?
Is 50 on it? It's 50 on it.
We ain't gonna talk about it because I don't want to get, I don't want CJ to delete 75% of the episode. So we ain't gonna talk about it until the end when we kick him out of the studio.
Start this shit.
All right, we out. All right, man. This is Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You already know.
What's up, my niggas?
CJ drunk again. That's what's up.
CJ on that fucking Everclear. He been talking shit to us since he got here. I think he tired of us. I think he's fucking tired of us, man.
He ain't tired.
That just bottle getting empty. Yeah. He just a little.
That's what's happening. Bottle getting empty, yeah. Sipping the Everclear like some tea and shit.
He needs to relax, right? We don't know. We'll find out. Shout out to our listeners. Shout out to everybody that fuck with us. And if you don't listen to us, fuck you. You will be. Shout out to my mother, because my mother listened to every episode.
That's what's up.
Every episode. Y'all moms gonna check this out?
Nah, mine to go crazy. Fuck this. Crazy.
Why would she go crazy, Moses?
No. She's Christian Loco. El Loco.
You said she Christian Loco? Mm. Damn.
Christian chicken.
Right. Dave, your mother don't listen to us?
She's heard it before. I don't think she's an active listener, though.
Oh, got you. Well, we got Jizzle in this bitch. Of course, you know, CJ's in here. My wife is in here listening to us, too. So I gotta watch what I say this time.
I'ma talk this shit. He in fucking trouble. What the fuck you do this for? I got you, people. It's about to be live. He done fucked up, Dave. What? Huh? He done fucked up, Mr. Anderson.
What are you talking about?
Starshin. Larson. You done fucked up, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, you are crazy.
Who's up, brother? All
right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you wasn't that loud in sound check. CJ going
right.
CJ going to slap
the same thing. I told him.
That's why CJ got that look on his face now. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
He drunk anyway. Who gives a fuck? You going to fix it anyway. Everclear. Fucking lighter fluid. Who the fuck drinks that?
Yo, I'm telling you, man. We set that shit on fire, my nigga. That shit is... Fuck that shit. I seen Bad Boys. I can't spoil it for you.
Why would you even say it? I'm glad you seen Bad Boys. I know it was good, but don't
say
nothing.
Was it good?
It was great.
It was great.
Don't say nothing was you seen, okay?
It looked like it's going to be another one?
Possibly, yes. I could see another one.
Did you eat popcorn?
I did.
With the butter? Because you a butter nigga. Did you rub the back of your neck after you ate popcorn?
What the fuck is a butter nigga? What the fuck is that, my nigga?
Like butter on your popcorn. put extra butter.
Well, I didn't ask him to put
it's
butter
extra,
on
sir.
It.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him to put butter on it, though.
You didn't?
No.
Did they put butter on it?
I don't know. They just got it. You know how they do it in the movies.
Here you go with this one.
You know how they do it in the movies? They just
What else snacks did you get?
I'm not even sure if that's real butter.
On the popcorn? Yeah. Already?
Come in that fucking machine. It's, it got the little
it's
machine.
It's popcorn butter.
Oh, it's popcorn butter.
Popcorn butter.
I got you. I got you.
It's a different kind of butter.
All right.
Well, I guess I taste some butter.
Wait a minute. What else did you get, though?
That was it.
You didn't get a hot dog and all
of that. A drink? That's it. No, hell no.
That shit was like $30.
How much?
A popcorn and one drink.
Yeah, how much was the popcorn?
Two drinks and a large popcorn.
$68.
$20.
So, like you got a little machine that you can go to and pay with your card? Just go in, tickets come out?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn.
I went to the one in Hope Mills. I don't know.
That's Hope Mills got it.
I think they got those machines.
As soon as you walk in.
Yeah. So are you going to tell us about the movie or what?
No, don't say a mother. Hold on.
Come on. Tell us about the fucking movie.
Why are you covering your ears, Moses? I'm not going to spoil the movie.
So you just
I just want to say I seen it and it's good. And I can see another one come in. And I suggest that y'all see it.
Did y'all have them talkers in the movie?
Damn, there's some shit. You know what? We had some motherfuckers that came in there late, want to come in behind us, bump into my chairs a little bit, you know, smacking a little bit on their extra popcorn and nachos. Like, man, talking throughout the movie a little bit. Like, oh, man, don't do that. Yeah. Like, goddamn, relax. Sit back and shut up. I hate them motherfuckers, man. I swear I hate them motherfuckers. And then I was going in during church hours. So I thought it wasn't even going to be nobody up in there.
It was full on. Oh, come on, look what kind of movie it is, though. Why would you sleep on that movie? It's opening weekend, so. Yeah, why would you sleep on that movie, though?
I'm talking about the first show in 1250. I ain't expect to see all you niggas.
All right, I know to say this. I feel like Martin Lawrence is what? The dad? And probably Will Smith want to be a family, right?
Will Smith is a dad at by the end of the movie.
Family Guy, what'd I say?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, look at CJ.
Oh, I'm sorry, CJ.
Back in shirt ripped.
We won't talk about power. We'll kick you out when we talk about power. My bad.
That's why you wore the shirt. It's like, rrr.
Yo.
Sick of this Hope, nigga.
But, which show is better, Martin or Fresh Prince?
Martin or Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Martin?
What you with, Dave?
I don't know. It's kind of hard. I kind of fuck with Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince had more seasons.
You know what I mean? Like Uncle Phil, man. Just the whole thing. Like him and Jazz. You know what I'm saying? So
they had more seasons. So
I think Fresh Prince had a better storyline. But I agree Martin was just more funnier.
No, I agree.
Like
with,
it was just more funnier.
I agree with Dave. They had more seasons.
That too.
And I think they was on two different. It was on two different stations too. Two different networks. Yeah, like Fox and ABC or some shit like
that. Different. So
that's two different.
Two different budgets.
Yeah.
Two different budgets.
Fresh Prince was funny though.
Two different audiences too.
It was funny. Mm-hmm. So which one did you pick?
I like Martin, me personally.
I like Martin also.
Mm-hmm. I would say Martin wins. Mm-hmm. It's just that, honestly, Fresh Prince had more episodes. Mm. It was funny.
Oh, Will Smith got shot.
Okay. Damn.
Cool.
Damn, homie.
Yeah. My bad, CJ. Come on, man. It's Dirty Water. What you want me to do, man?
Oh, spoiler alert. Yeah. We're supposed to say that at the beginning, though.
CJ.
Sorry, CJ.
CJ, power sucks.
That's how you feel, Moses? You gonna keep saying that shit, huh?
CJ wanna be ghost.
Shout out and rest in peace to Biggie, inducted in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Whitney Houston also.
Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah, definitely. Two legends. I definitely fucks with both of their music. Actually, Life After Death is my favorite.
Have you listened to Whitney Houston lately? No.
I haven't lately.
No.
I haven't spun her. But you know what? Now we talking about it. When I leave here, I'm spinning her on the way to home.
So what you gonna listen to? I'm Every Woman?
It's you know all in what? You?
Since I have the wife with me.
You?
Since I have the wife with me and she's gonna drive. Women empowerment. Let's go. Boom. Let's go.
She's listening to Rodney Rich. She's not listening.
She's listening to Rodney Rich.
She's bumping that thug stuff. I'm even scared of that. No. She probably got a chop in the car.
That fucking Roddy Rich album is fucking hard, man. I'm still spinning that shit. I'm ready for A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Oh, my God.
Like, what you want me to do, man? That's my dog, man.
You ready for 6ix9ine, too, right?
Shut up. Huh? There you go. No, 6ix9ine. Not at all.
Drippy, drippy.
Ain't you done with that joke?
No, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to put your fucking face in the sand with the shit. Your face in the sand.
You would never put my face in the sand, just so you know. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, don't do
I
that.
I would never disrespect you.
You
like
better
that,
not.
With the joke, it's going in the sand.
Don't worry about that.
But I wouldn't disrespect you like that. My brother, stop. So don't do that.
Here we go with this.
Here we go. What the fuck I tell you, Dave? I told you it was going to happen.
Come on, yeah.
What?
Y'all ever wonder what audience y'all might be talking to on this podcast?
You know, sometimes I wonder. I wonder am I talking to the truck drivers?
Oh, that's who you fuck with?
Yeah, truck drivers do a lot, man. And think about it. They got a long route. So they'll be wanting to listen to something. Keep them entertained. Keep them popping. Especially if someone on that hemp.
With the CBD?
A lot of niggas on that white.
Yeah.
Like you talk about.
I'm going out.
There you go.
Niggas, they definitely on that cocaine. But whatever,
on,
though.
Niggas on that Trick Daddy.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Trick.
Shout out to Trick. Man, raise the edge up.
Yeah. I'm talking to the...
raise him.
I feel like I'm talking to the...
I fuck with Trick. Stop it.
I fuck with Trick too.
I fuck with Trick, man.
I'm talking about Trick Daddy and Trick.
I don't know.
All right.
Oh.
This nigga don't know who he is. He mad.
Whatever. I'm talking to the dope boys. The
you think
scammers.
You talking about a pimp?
What are you talking about?
They think you talking about a pimp.
Trick. I don't fuck with him. No.
Nah, they better know what Trick. I know who Trick
is. Is that a pimp? I don't know no pimp. Jive turkey.
I'm talking to the millennials. I'm talking to the college students, the college graduates.
College students.
The strippers, the prostitutes.
Strippers.
First of all, it's
tax free. If you buy that tax free, that's what I'm talking to.
You think you strippers really having a break? Listen to us. I'm listening to Dirty Water before I go.
I don't know, nigga.
I'm listening to Dirty Water before I go drop it like it's hot. Need to make this bill.
I'm just saying, I feel like I relate to trying to get the tax free. That's all. You know.
I'm relating to the trappers. Shut up.
Oh, the corporate world.
I'm relating to the go getters.
I know y'all like to do cocaine, so whatever.
Relating to the freaks.
Freaks? Yeah, them too.
The freaks.
Yeah.
Who you talking to, Dave?
I don't know, man.
My family, what up?
Cougar.
My friends.
Whoever want to listen, man.
Shit. What the fuck? They have no audience.
They
man.
Looking for the cougars.
I'm looking for them, too.
Dave said he's looking for the single mothers. You know it's tax time. He's trying to get that break.
No. What's CJ looking for?
CJ wants some chicken tenders, right? Yeah. I promise you. He wants some chicken tenders.
Yeah. And some fries. Ranch.
Shout out to the baby, man. He keep getting into bullshit out here.
Like I said, stop fucking with the baby.
Stop
like,
fucking with the damn. Baby.
But the baby should know. Like, you a target, like, you hot. Come on, man.
Well, he's out there in L.A.
If we get popping, I'm not coming outside.
A little valet guy wants to take a picture, take a video. He's like, nah, I'm with my daughter. Like, chill. You know what I'm saying? I'm out, and that could risk the safety of my whereabouts, you know what I mean? Especially with my child around. And as he And what from what the baby says, he proceeded to walk away. But as he walked away, he started filming him from a distance and zooming in on. And that's when he walked up to him and had to, like, he asked him to delete it and all this other shit. And then that's when he got into the altercation with him. But it's like, why you ain't doing your fucking job? Like, you here to park cars and shit. Like, just do your job.
I think if he had a different situation, like, he was like, look, my dude, I can't do you no picture, but. Let me get a few minutes. I'll give you autographs. Just give me a few. Don't try to record nothing. Just respect me. You know what I'm saying? Respect where I'm at. I think he would have did something for him. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, you got to.
It was still disrespectful. Like, if he asked you to do that, it's just respect him, man.
But you got, that's something you got to, yeah, it's something you got to expect, though. You know what I mean?
You got to move different.
Yeah, you got to move different. You got to. He probably got to stop doing shit himself. He got big security niggas. Use them niggas. Yo, hey, yo, go slap this nigga up for me real quick. At least he ain't on camera slapping niggas.
That's the thing. I mean? Like, you always use your security. You just got to move smarter. Like,
this nigga want to slap niggas up
shits,
himself.
Okay? We already know you about the shit. You don't need to keep proving yourself. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Stop proving yourself.
Well, the baby said he's countersuing. And
for what?
What are you going to get?
Right. He ain't getting
$25?
Shit. $25? He ain't getting shit, but he's just spending money.
I ain't look at it like that.
He's going to end up spending way more money than he's going to get back.
Defending it and beating it, right?
You want to lose a couple of fans? Because you got a couple of fans going to look at that. Might be like, damn, I can't even approach this nigga.
He ain't lose no fans.
Nah, he definitely not going to lose no fans. It'll be just shout out to Charlotte, because Charlotte be listening to us.
Fuck Charlotte.
Columbia, South Carolina, fuck with us. In Fayetteville, that's like our top three, Raleigh, you know what I mean? But Columbia really be fucking with us and shit. Cassidy making beats. We didn't get to talk about that. With the blunt in his mouth. Going crazy. What's up with our
Why
boy?
Why would you want to talk about Cassidy, man?
You don't fuck with Cassidy? I fucks with Cassidy.
I didn't until I seen the battle.
Okay, I can understand that too.
Him and Goods, then him and Arsenal. It was
right
terrible,
right?
Terrible.
But he's making beats now.
He's just like old man.
I don't think you did. You see like that video, man, Moses?
Huh?
See that video when he was making a beat?
I don't care.
It's
you
pretty.
You understand
funny.
What I'm saying?
It's
feel what
funny.
I'm saying. Look at my eyes.
It look like y'all looking in each other's eyes. I can see it from here.
No, don't say something like that.
Well, I'm just saying.
You kind of throwing me off.
What? What are you saying?
I get a Young Buck vibe from you right now.
Relax.
We just talked about this shit yesterday.
Huh?
Shout out to my nigga.
Hey, Moses. You ever see a nigga smoke water? You ever see a nigga smoke a little dust on camera?
Oh, shit.
You got to see that video, my nigga. You should have seen this nigga. He was going nuts off that shit.
This nigga had to get his mouth right.
It was nuts. Tell him. And the nigga trash on the beats too. He had the old Casio beat. Oh man.
Why? Why would he do it to him? You see what I'm saying, bro? Battle rap. You fail. You trying to do beats. You fail. Fucking stop. Okay? Do clothes or something. Do a workout program or something.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, we recently seen.
Would you watch a workout tape with Cassidy?
Hell
no. You trying to spit bars.
Oh, my God. We recently see Odell Beckham Jr.
Fuck out of here.
Warrant out for his arrest. Slap the security on the ass.
Slapping the security on the ass.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Okay? I'm going to start first in this motherfucker.
That's funny.
Okay?
That's funny.
I'm feeling it. Huh?
I'm asking
did
because...
Did you see the video?
I seen the video.
See the video. You see the video?
Yes.
Okay. And he just looked like one of the homies, the security guard, right?
Yeah.
But the way old boy looks, it is butt area.
You're not sure what he was looking at. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like, it looked like some jail shit.
Yeah. He was just happy, man.
No, you throwing money. That's fine.
He's but alumni.
I never throw money.
He's alumni.
And been like, I'm going to smack my homie on the ass. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah. You
especially
know,
security.
But in sports, you know, they slap each other on the ass. Good job all the time.
Yeah. And I
so
never,
I feel like that's probably what he was doing. Like,
and I never was in that, even when I was in sports.
I'm just. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just.
Baseball.
I'm,
hey, watch that. Okay. First you need to smack me.
So
smack me on
like
the shoulder.
You feel like it's gay.
I just don't understand you smacking me on the ass. What the fuck did that have to do with good game?
Yeah, well,
CJ said
well,
smacking you on the ass. What does that got to do first, with a good game?
Right, wait, I'm not going to lie. Listen, I don't want you to slap me on the ass. Neither.
Listen. First of all,
well, go ahead, Dave.
In sports, slapping a pat and a nigga on the ass is
you
cool.
Want somebody
good
to slap
job.
You on
listen,
the
listen,
ass?
Listen,
good
listen,
job.
Listen.
Huh?
Listen, but that is the fucking security guard. He is not on a team. This nigga did not
Wait
have
a minute,
jersey
Dave.
On.
So when you go to work and you do a good job.
That nigga ain't have a jersey on,
you want somebody
on,
to smack you on the ass? Huh?
Nobody
good
slapped.
Good job, Dave. Smack up? What the fuck you going
to do? I'm not
hey,
playing
good
sports.
Good job, Dave. Pat.
I'm not playing sports. This
good
nigga,
job, Moses. Pat.
This nigga is a security guard. He didn't have a fucking jersey
on. I seen
a
nigga
so
at work smack somebody's ass. Good job.
How did that go afterwards?
It didn't go good.
So what happened when he did it to you?
You got the wrong name.
Yo, damn, I swear. I just knew you had him. I just knew you had him.
You tried it. You got the wrong nigga.
You know, nigga always say, yo, my friend.
Nigga, I wouldn't even be on this podcast.
You your friend, nigga.
It'd be cell block.
Why does it have to be like that, though?
Beep, do you want to do this podcast from the Christian show?
Press 5.
Why does it have to be like that? Do you want to smack somebody on the ass?
I don't.
Okay, say if you had a basketball teammate thing, are you going to smack them in the ass? And then make
what I'm saying
them?
Is, though, listen.
Come over here, Jimmy. Smack up.
No, but what I'm saying
is. And his father
is,
looking over there. What the fuck?
What I'm saying is. I wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't want it done to me. But if I'm playing sports, and I would understand it if it happened. Like, oh, good job.
The weird thing is, I used to look at.
I would understand is what I'm saying.
When I was a kid, I used to look at the parents like, why would you let this man smack your son on the ass and feel like it's okay? You cheering the shit on? What the fuck is y'all an ass smacking contest? Do the Marines do that?
I'm done with you, man.
Do they do that when they
may have
shot Bin Laden? Good job, smack up. What the fuck?
I'm done with you, man. Shop barber or home barber? What's your preference?
Don't matter, man. Whoever cut good hair.
Home barber.
Whoever you cut good
do.
Hair.
Yeah, nigga.
Everybody ain't got good want. Hair.
I'm saying whoever cut hair
home
good.
Barber.
Nah, I got you.
Come on, you.
My bad.
He's still thinking about smacking on the ass.
No, I'm not.
Listen, he got it.
The coach smacked me 4 times on the ass. Yeah. I never knew why.
I never got in the game.
Oh, shit. Nigga.
I'm going to light my joint now because I hate you, nigga.
If you never got in the game, you got your ass smacked. You might need to talk to somebody. Something is not right. No, it's okay, though.
Good old
no, it's
Cape
not.
Fair.
Moses.
Smack me on the shoulder.
Shop barber.
Home barber. You they don't smack you on the ass.
That has nothing to do with
that. Nah, but home barber because you can chill out. You can drink. Do what you want. But don't get it twisted. I do like the barbershop because I take my son to the barbershop and I love the conversation. So,
yeah.
See, that's why I was going to say shop because of the conversations.
The conversation's always popping. Still gossip.
Yeah, you know, men talking shit.
Smell gossip.
Still sports, you know, just bullshit, everything. Everybody gossiping about some bullshit. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I can understand where you're coming from of going to somebody's crib and you able to. Sit there, light your backwood. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Have you a little sip or something. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really do that. You can't really do that in the shop.
Yeah, I mean, depends on what shop. You can sip a little bit after hours, you know what I mean? Like in the, when I used to get my hair cut up.
So you sipped in the shop before, Dave?
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, like after hours, yeah, everybody sipping a little something. You know what I mean? Ain't smoking in there, but.
Right, right. I mean,
a little personal bottle, yeah.
That's what's up. Hell yeah. That was in New York, right?
Yeah. We'll get the dirty water vibe in there, huh? Here, Jizzle.
It's North Carolina. They don't do shit like that.
Yeah, I hate it. I can't, because in New York, I know they said you can set appointments and shit. I be trying to set appointments with my barber. He be like, nah, I don't do that. I'm like, God damn it. Bruh. I be having to wait in that motherfucker. People shopping shit.
That's the thing, too, about barbershops. I hate just like waiting on the barber that you waiting on.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God. Like, that's a headache itself. And then. Sitting there, you be eating snacks. So
especially
when
you
they
got
get money off of you. Think about it.
Especially if you got a couple other barbers in there that's just sitting down. They ain't really got nobody coming to them right now. You like, damn, I could just run to them real quick and then dip out. Like,
if I see them do two little nice little cuts, hey, you about to get up there, boy. We got to go. I got to go to work.
Today, Moses, Dave, what are you afraid of today?
What's a fear of mine?
I got one.
There you go.
But you want to go first, huh?
Dave? Nah, go ahead. Talk your shit.
A fear of failing.
Yeah, I feel like I should have went first now.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? The fear of failing your goals, what I want to do, what I need to do. So it's just that, but at the same time, you just know you can handle that if you're a strong person. You got a nice little team around you, you can do stuff. So my greatest fear is that. And CJ ripping out his shirt. What the fuck you got to say, CJ? Huh? You mad because my brother took your cup? Huh? Huh? That's not your cup. His is cup now. That's his cup now.
CJ want them chicken tenders.
You got gas anyway. Oh, salty tips.
Today I'm afraid of failing my kids.
I'm sorry.
I hate you niggas.
I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at CJ.
No, you wasn't.
I just want people to know, like, damn, he laughing at that?
No, they go hear it. They go sit down. You just dyslex.
Yeah.
You just dyslex kids.
But now why you say that? Why you say that? Yeah. CJ, shut the fuck up over there.
Just straight laughed at my kids.
No.
Listen, they're going to hear it.
I'm about to throw some fucking water on his t-shirt so I can draw up. I would throw that.
Like I said, a fear of mine is failing my kids.
Why?
Because I have to be the best father I could be. That's what a father's for. I'm supposed to die to make sure they know everything.
But
I
what
know
is
times.
What I'm saying is, what is your fear about failing your kids? And how? In what way? I'm a fucking genius. Let's go. That's right, CJ.
Not providing for them.
Right. Okay, that's where we're going.
Yeah, not providing for them at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, I mean, as parents, period, you got to provide for your kids as a mother or a father, period. But there's always that narrative where, you know, a lot of times the black man ain't in their kid's life. And I don't want that narrative on me. I'm always be there no matter what. You know what I mean? No matter how I ever go down. Like, you
the
know
black
what I
mean? Man.
Light and I'm going to die, and I'm going to die that way.
Light brown.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Light brown, black man.
Shut the fuck up. What about you, my nigga, Dave? You need to have kids.
I feel you on that, though.
Dave,
I don't need to have shit, first of all. you need to mind your business.
I do.
No,
Dave,
but Dave,
I do daily.
But Dave, I feel him on that.
But
I feel him on that, though.
Yeah, but you need to mind your business, too.
Damn.
All right,
You see how
one
Dave
thing
did?
I fear right now.
You got a boo boo. That's
one thing I fear right now is dying before I get a chance to travel. You know what I mean? I would love to fucking travel a little bit, and I don't want to die before I get a chance to see that. You know what I mean?
Where would you like to travel to?
I don't know. Anywhere. I need to go somewhere.
I know that's right. I feel him on that.
You get a passport to go somewhere.
Live life. Yeah. Basically, you just want to live life.
I want to travel. Well, I'm going to travel. Fuck that. Ain't no one.
Oh, we going to travel.
We going to do it.
Because it's booming right now.
Oh, Germany. I want to go to Germany.
I want to go to Paris.
I hear they love black dudes in Germany.
Oh, that's where you going with it.
Facts.
You a fucking whore.
I go over there.
You
looking,
are a whore,
looking
dude.
Like a rapper and shit. It's crazy.
No, I ain't gonna lie. You know, you fly in that nice little Adidas. You know that nice little Adidas fleece you got on over there.
With the boobs.
You know what I mean? You got the fresh durag with the cape out. I see him over there, man. I see. They be thinking you fly.
The ASAP fur durag. You know what I'm saying?
It's not an ASAP fur durag.
It's is.
It's not an ASAP.
It's an ASAP fur durag. Nope. I'm tired of you trying to. You know what I'm saying? I got you, bro.
Nope.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, you stupid.
It's trash.
That shit is silk.
y'all niggas
it's like silk on his head, nigga. Fuck, can you hate that?
Y'all niggas ever stole something from work? Y'all niggas ever stole something from a job you worked at?
Yeah, chicken tenders.
That's a
fries,
fact.
You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Fact.
Loaf of bread.
Yeah.
I remember back
pencils, pens.
I remember back when I was working at Video
Shirts
at Video Hut. I remember back working at
Video Hut. Yeah, you was stealing porn.
You know, I should have said that. Dang. Yeah, this nigga said
they
Video
have porn
Hut.
At Video Hut?
Yeah. This nigga was all the new shit.
What the fuck is going on over here?
Yo, I have to confirm that. That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, you nasty.
Nigga was selling a lot. Yeah, I got this new porn. What you want on it?
That was back in the day, niggas trading porn in school?
Yeah, the VCR.
Nah,
you ever do that?
I actually was working there after school. I was actually working there after school.
Yeah, I know.
And I was on some minimum wage shit, too. I hated that shit.
So you was stealing smut.
I was definitely stealing the porn out of the video.
You bet? Man. I know you was.
For your own enjoyment?
Yeah, and then selling.
Or was you selling them in school? Or was you trading them?
I wasn't in school. I was in college.
Dave.
I wasn't in high school.
Oh, you wasn't in high school.
Yeah.
Dave. I got you. Use them? Then he was selling them. Okay,
yeah, you gotta watch them first.
Then sell them.
Me and my girlfriend at the time, which is my wife now, we was using them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you was using them.
Hey. Nigga, she wasn't watching. It was you was watching them.
Yeah, we both watching them.
No, nigga, you was.
Yeah,
watching.
You was watching.
I was watching them too, but we was both watching them.
All right.
Yeah. What you want me to do?
I don't believe you.
That's a fact. That's why she laughing right now.
That's that's because the porn starts you with the three fingers.
Wait, what? What the fuck is this nigga?
Nah, that's what you told me. Let's go. I knew it. I fucking knew it. You fucking told on yourself.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's why I see. That's why CJ got the headphones on. No, I'm not fucking retarded.
Oh my
god. The porn they used them four fingers. He's on my been watching porn and selling it. You know,
that's
that German porn.
You still watch porn right now, Moses.
You got Pornhub.
App. You got the app.
It took you a minute.
I don't have that. You got
the Cash App.
I don't know, but I do go to .com.
The porn.
I do go to the dot com. I don't have the app though.
Yeah, CJ fell down. He was like,
The way CJ acted, he has the app.
He got it. he watched X videos.
What? Dave, you ever stole something from a job you worked at?
Yeah, when I used to work for the what the fuck was that place? A nursing home. I used to work for the nursing home.
You used to work at a nursing home?
I told y'all stories about the nursing home. Before I left, the day I left, I took two TVs up out of that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I was
this nigga
chill,
Dave
let me say
sound like a booster.
I mean, listen. I was
he's
I
the
was,
reason why I just listen, hooked the porn. I mean,
this shit sound like a B&E. This shit sound like a B&E day.
I wasn't breaking in shit.
I'm just saying, when you take niggas take TVs, I was on the B&E.
I was on the clock.
He's
I wasn't
the reason
breaking
why
I
watch
shit.
Porn now. He came to go box.
What the go? No, shut up. Anyway.
Go ahead, Dave.
It was, I worked maintenance, and I knew I was quitting and shit, and they had just brought some new TVs. So I had put them up in the rooms earlier, but you know I'm the maintenance nigga, so I'm in and out the rooms.
The plasma TVs?
Yeah, they was flat screens. It was like I think it was like 40-inch flat screens. Took two of them out that motherfucker. So I pushed the trash bin inside the room, throw the TVs in there, put them shits by the trash, right? And then I go grab some other TVs from upstairs, put them back in the rooms and shit. And then call my sister, because my sister had my car that
snitching
night.
Snitching on Worm.
Well,
oh,
whatever,
no, my
nigga.
Bad.
Come on. She pull up with the whip.
You stupid.
I put the word. She pulled up with the whip off camera, you know what I mean? I told her where to park because I knew where the cameras was at.
You told her where to park.
And then we put the, you know, put the TVs in the trunk. And I left out there with two 40 inches.
Did you keep the TVs or did you sell them?
No, I kept them.
I knew sell them. I probably would have sold them.
Why would you?
What?
Because I'd be broke most of the time, so.
Okay, I feel you. Why would you say that, though?
Hmm? What?
You see what I'm saying? When you listen to snitching-ass niggas. You start doing stupid shit.
You're not about to call me a snitch on this podcast.
I'm not saying you a snitch.
I was just making sure.
But you ate the cheese.
Wait, what? Nigga, fuck you. We're not about to play that bullshit.
That was kind of funny, though.
I ain't going to lie, because I'm probably about to snitch on my homie right now.
I ain't saying you
now.
About to snitch, but you ate the cheese.
I'm going
to
snitch on my homie right now. Me and my nigga B Davis worked at the Clarion Hotel at the time.
You are retarded.
Next time you fucking grab me. When I hit a fucking bar, yeah, you do man. It. You fucking grab my back. Nigga.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
let me snitch on me and B Davis. We was working at the Clarion Hotel at the time, which is now the DoubleTree, which is many. I'm snitching.
Oh, shit.
And he was a waiter, and I was a motherfucking dishwasher. And it was late night.
He was a dishwasher.
I can see you with the plastic apron. We go like Debo.
And the gloves. Yeah. And the gloves.
We go like Debo.
So it was one late night, and we thought we went in the freezer, and we seen these bottles that look like champagne bottles. It was like, oh yeah, we gonna grab them shits. Fuck it, we can take them shits, take them to the, you know, drink or whatever, mind our business and shit. Ain't no cameras in the freezer and shit, right? Nigga, we snatched them shits right. Got about four of them. You know what I mean? Got them shits right. Didn't realize that shit was apple cider.
Oh, you stupid. y'all niggas don't know how to steal, man.
Wait a minute. See, you thought it was some liquor?
Yes.
What the fuck was you going to do with champagne anyway?
I was going to drink it.
Oh, y'all niggas is weird.
I was going to drink it.
Did you read it?
Come on, bro. You got to steal
the
shit for the house.
Did you read it?
I was young.
Did you read it?
I think I was like 17 years old.
Just don't deny the fucking
I was like,
question.
I'm like 16, 17.
Did you read it?
Nah. I just looked at the bottle.
You stupid.
I went off the look of the bottle.
You just, yeah, you stupid. You deserve that. I wish I was fucking there.
Yeah, man,
so I can listen. Yeah, yeah.
Rest in peace to my uncles out here.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Them niggas.
Oh.
You should have asked him how to fucking steal.
That's a fact.
Them niggas came out of... Uncle came out of Denny's with the whole
all
menu,
that
nigga.
Steaks,
T-bones, fish,
all that
everything
shit.
You need out of Denny's.
I was eating
nigga.
Good. I was in high nuts. School. Rest in peace, Unc.
Yeah.
Damn.
Shout out to Unc. This nigga took fucking apple cider. Vinegar? It was apple cider vinegar?
Just apple cider. It was apple cider. Right? It was like apple juice.
Oh my God.
What y'all do with it? You drunk it?
Once we drank it, we realized what it was. We was mad as hell.
Oh, where
it
looking stupid.
Got fired over some fucking apple cider.
Could have. Like 16, 17 years old. Man. What you want me to do, man? I'm old now, I think.
Sneaker sticking. What the fuck?
Y'all ever been in a situation where y'all felt like it was a little strange before it happened?
Yeah. Oh, you ever got that quick?
Go first.
Go ahead, my nigga.
No, I got.
Probably when I seen somebody get their head cut open. You know what I mean?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it was.
What you mean, head cut open?
It was, you know. It was at a party and somebody started fighting or whatever, and it carried on the outside and
you felt the vibe?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this shit about to get real nasty. Because the nigga he was arguing with had family out, you know, that was in the party too, and the other dudes was they wasn't from the town, you know what I mean? Specifically. They from like a neighboring town. I was like, this shit might get a little crazy. And the next thing you know, nigga got a razor from like his hairline back to his, you know, from the front of his hairline to the back of his hairline, and that shit split open like a fucking sausage. That was the first time I ever seen somebody get their shit cut open. I was like, oh, it's real out here.
Did he die from that?
Nah, he ain't die. They took him to the hospital, got stitched up. But, you know.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, good old
like, niggas quiet about that shit. Like damn,
head split open.
What the fuck going on in New York, my nigga? Like, damn, like, Jesus Christ.
It was wild.
I'm sure y'all got the same stories. Niggas shoot up fucking parties all the time, and niggas just pull out razors quick, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of shootings down here.
A lot of shootings down here.
I don't want to talk about
it. Hey, what about you, Moses? No?
We went out to eat somewhere. You know, I was at a job, and there was it was a burger establishment. I'm not gonna say.
Why not?
Motherfucker, it was
expound, nigga.
You just want no. I'm not 6ix9ine. No, it was a burger establishment, and we went there, and I seen it. Just looked like old boy was just. You can tell when somebody's like pissed off, like, I'm gonna knock a motherfucker out. So I was like, let me go up here and try to get some ketchup. Just pretend I don't even want no ketchup. I don't even need it. So I go to him, like, yeah, can I get some ketchup? As soon as I look through there, oh, but like, hey, dog, I don't give a fuck. If you don't get this fucking burger, I'm about to fill it the fuck out.
Mm.
Oh, but like, nigga, I will knock you the fuck out. So I'm like, oh shit, it's about to go down. So. One of the niggas grabbed the burger and then threw it at him. I'm like, oh, mayonnaise face. Because I think mayonnaise has some white shit on his face. So, mayonnaise face. But after a while, what was it? I guess the manager jumped in and had stopped him. I was like, damn. Could have seen the fight right there. It was two employees. They was cooking burgers.
Oh,
basically, it was mad because it was packed in there. And it was getting their ass whooped. So, old boy was fucking up. Like he was new. So that shit had me dying. And I just felt it. Like I was like, damn, old boy about to snap. So
I tell y'all a time or a situation where I thought was strange when OG whooped my ass.
There you go.
Let's keep it a buck out here, right?
What would you like, Glory?
So the teacher called a crib, right? And I'm, you know, OG ain't play that shit. He want A, B on a row, even though I got some C's. You know what I mean? I got some C's. It was cool, whatever. A D here and there, which I did not approve of myself. But whatever. So the teacher calls a crib. I'm acting up. Whatever, cool. And I know how OG is because OG is always on me. So I get to the crib.
What grade is this?
This is middle school, so I want to say
12th grade.
Nah, that's high school.
Yeah, I know. He was beating your ass in 12th grade. I remember.
Nah, get the fuck out.
I remember because you called me. You was like,
nah, get the fuck
out. I hate this nigga. I hate him.
This nigga, dad, yo, dad would really spit some bullshit, yeah. Yo. You wow. See this nigga, dad, just right. Spit the whole shit?
Right, Jizzle, you was yeah. Saying he called me on three-way. Me, you, and Jizzle.
I would really say, no, yeah, I hate him. This nigga said funny. Three-way. Get the fuck yeah. Out of here, nigga.
I'm about yeah, to run dang. Away.
Get the fuck out of here.
That was good.
That was good. So yeah. Anyway, it was like 7th grade for sure. Like
you got your grade. Pants for your graduation?
It's trash. So she called school. He's acting out, whatever. Cool. I get home. Everything's cool. He playing it cool. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Where the fuck this nigga all cool and shit, right? I'm minding my business, you know, do my just homework. Like but I'm still, it's like I'm looking over my shoulder, like type shit. You know what I mean? So this motherfucking OG waits till a nigga want to go take a shower.
He did you like kid.
Take the yeah, clothes off. Came with the leather. All foul, man. All foul. Tore my ass up, man. I was like, I knew this shit was fucked up. I knew this shit was strange.
Yeah,
like,
how the fuck?
You know what I mean? Like, this nigga was cool the whole time. Tell nigga take his clothes off? Take a shower? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm
skin extra soft.
Jesus Christ.
I had to put extra cocoa butter on that.
He got you when you got out of the shower?
No, before
I
went in.
To put your baby powder on?
Oh, so it burned when the hot water.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was real. It was real, man.
Ah!
Yeah. Fuck y'all, man.
I did you dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucked man. Up. Have y'all ever had to tell a friend, yo, you need to slow down the lifestyle you're living, man. Like, you're doing too much. Mm. Like.
Yeah.
What happened, Moses?
It went good. It was a situation. I had a homeboy. He always liked to drink a lot. So, it was one time.
Are you talking about me?
Nah.
Oh, my bad.
You kind of controlled it.
My bad.
Fucking alcoholic. But anyways,
I was making sure.
We had came to the house. We've been chilling out all day, and he was always drinking and drinking. It was so bad, like he couldn't even get out the van. When he got out the van, he just fell straight. Flat to his face. I was like, what the fuck? That was in front of my parents' crib. Like, we still in high school. I was like, nigga. Next thing I seen, I was like, yo, you need to calm down on that fucking drinking. At least, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you don't need to get that drunk. Because I was like, look at you yesterday. Like, what if that was just nobody was there? We couldn't help you out. You probably snapped your neck or anything, dog. You would have been through. So, ever since then, I just watched him. He took advice, though, but later on, I feel like he might have slipped back on it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So that was, like, a weird situation, but I just feel like somebody had to say it.
What about you, Dave?
What about you, man? I'm rolling right now.
I don't think I've ever had to tell a friend to slow down. It was always my friend trying to tell me to slow down.
Slow down on what?
Just certain lifestyle I was living back in the days or whatever. Just doing stupid shit.
Oh, yeah?
He was on that lean?
I was never on lean, nigga.
He was on that lean.
I was never on lean. I was just riding around doing stupid shit, ducking police. So... You know,
hood rat things.
Doing hood rat shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
hood rat.
Driving fancy cars and all that stupid shit. Like, all that shit.
Driving fancy cars.
Yeah, shit is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that? Why you got that look on your face, nigga?
That's nice.
What does
driving fancy cars?
Fuck all that.
Doing
shit.
Wild shit. You a wild boy, huh?
Nigga stupid.
Huh? You a hot boy? Is that what you was saying?
They was telling me I was. Huh? They was telling me I was.
Who was telling you you was a hot boy?
Family members, friends.
Friends.
For sure.
Are those the same friends that you hang around now?
Yes.
Fuck no.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that, too. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
I thought you saw my that's in this room right now. Yes. But outside this room, no. I don't fuck with nobody.
You do.
I don't fuck with nobody.
You love everybody.
I do, but I don't fuck with nobody.
If they got a T-Pain kind of vibe, you fuck with them.
Hmm? What the fuck is a T-Pain kind of vibe?
Hmm? What you mean?
What the fuck is that?
Who you been playing lately? Anything.
What?
Huh?
Who I been playing lately? Know. Roddy Ricch?
Ronnie Rich. Boogie? C-Ron? Run C-Ron? C-Run?
Oh, shout out nigga Ronnie C.
Shouts out to Ronnie C.
Yeah.
You listen to him, right?
Yeah.
What is this music?
I don't know what conversation this turned into.
This shit went wild, but right? What, man? I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What was we talking about anyway?
It's done with. Next topic.
You're right. It's over.
Nah, because Dave ain't talk about it. He had to tell a friend to slow the fuck down on some shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what we talking about. Yeah. All right.
Said niggas was telling me to slow
back
down.
Back to it.
Yeah, drunk ass.
First of all, y'all niggas just
dirty water, Dave.
All right. Okay.
B.
All right.
It's because he fresh today.
Right. Anywho,
one thing
I listen. Let me.
Go ahead, bro.
Y'all niggas
show respect.
Talking stupid. Oh, what the fuck was I saying now? I forgot.
You better show respect.
Oh yeah. One thing I haven't had the chance to tell a homie to slow down, and that's one thing I regret because my best friend died, and he was taking pills and shit, and I didn't give it. I didn't get a chance. Well, I didn't say. I always had a chance to tell him to slow down, but I never did. So, you know.
Was it like on your brain to tell him and you just didn't?
Yeah, I mean, I knew. I didn't know his addiction was getting as far as it was. You know what I mean? So you're around it, but you know, that's your homie. So you accept some shit. But you know, I think I accepted it a little bit too long. And then next thing you know, he passed. You know what I mean? So
rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, J-Mo.
Fucked up.
Yeah, leave them pills alone, guys.
Fuck with you a little bit?
What?
Thinking about it sometime?
Of course. Sure. You know what I mean? You should definitely be it. He died when he was 22, I believe. Yeah, I'm about to...
Young.
Yeah, exactly. Very young. Yeah, exactly. Oh,
man. So just watch what you do, people.
Work. That kind of leads into our next topic where I want to say, why don't people really check on each other anymore? Nobody makes that call to be like, hey, yo, what's up? How you doing? What's going on with you? I just called to check on you.
I think
I do that. To certain people, not everybody. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Moses. Go ahead.
I think people get, like, especially me, I say for me and Zeppel, I get so involved in what I'm doing, I forget about other people. So sometimes I try to see work and I like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of homies done went through some shit and I've been slipping. And I feel like, damn, I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? As a friend, but. I told y'all to handle friends, everybody brothers. So I feel like I fucked up with my brothers and family. But sometimes you always got to check in with family. You know what I'm saying? Your moms, your dad, your aunties, whatever. family you don't even talk to, just check in with them, I feel like. Because at the same time, you never know what they're going through.
Well, a lot of people don't check on. They just be about their business. People go to living their own life.
Yeah, I think we get so involved.
Especially
like
people that's long distance from their families.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, some people be long distance from their families and be working and shit and don't have time to really reach back out to home or where they come from and all that type of shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, you could say that, but shit. A phone call is real easy to make, you know what I mean?
That's a fact, Dave. Yeah. And I agree with that.
I'm definitely guilty of not making phone calls and not reaching out, you know what I mean? Just being involved in whatever the fuck I'm doing day to day. But you should definitely check on your family and everybody. You know what I mean? And whoever, your loved ones. I mean, no matter who it is.
I feel like what Dave's saying, you should, and everybody's saying, you should get out of your comfort zone and just check everybody. Sometimes, like I said, like, it's a different kind of zone to check in on people. We're not used to it, so.
I shoot out text messages to my people, though.
Yeah.
That ain't bad, yeah.
At least I try to.
I just look at it from an OG perspective, what they would do. Because, you know, like, OGs, they always check up on you, so. Do what they do.
So, CJ, you gonna let me talk about Power?
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
Spirit standing up.
I want to talk about Power so bad. I'm still.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about Sorry Ass Ghost.
Look, look, look. He getting out. Look.
Hey, go ahead. It's cold out there, too, CJ.
Yeah, it's chilly out there with your little muscle shirt.
Yeah.
You gotta slow down, bro.
Do some push-ups. Oh, you out there.
CJ is out of here. So is Ghost. He's out of here. Ghost is dead. Spoiler, even though this shit gonna come out till Thursday. Ghost is dead.
Yeah.
Tommy didn't do it. I didn't get to talk about the Paz episode, which was fucking trash to me. But whatever. You know what I'm saying? Give a fuck about Angela's sister, what the fuck she's going through.
What?
Yeah, whatever. So now they're trying to lead it all the way down to motherfucking Tasha and Tariq, which they might try to spin it on some Tariq shit, which I don't think so. I think it's the fucking political chick. What's her name? Oh, Ramona. Yeah, I think Ramona did it. That's my take on it.
You don't know who did it. You just watch it.
Yeah, I really am just watching it. Bring Snowfall back. You know what I mean? I'm over the fucking Power shit. You know what I mean?
Back. Snowfall.
Yeah, I'm ready for fucking Snowfall. I'm still going to check out that McMillions. I'm going to check that out in February. And I'm going to check out that Aaron Hernandez doc on
Netflix. What are you talking about, that McMill series?
No, McMillions. Mm-hmm. Where motherfuckers scammed the... remember I talked about it last episode? The Monopoly. They scammed the Monopoly, McDonald's Monopoly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that comes out in February. So I'm going to check
Netflix?
I don't know exactly what's coming on. I'll let you know. I'll definitely let you know. So, yeah, I'm checking out that type of shit. I'm also waiting on Godfather Harlem. I'm definitely ready for that to come back. Also.
Oh, yeah, the Wu-Tang shit coming back, too, on Hulu.
And, you know, I ain't get to finish that. Yeah, I ain't get to finish that. I'm gonna go ahead and finish that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got anybody y'all want to shout out?
Nigga lying. Tell him I'm gonna finish.
Now I'm gonna forward up.
You got anybody you want to shout out, Moses?
North Carolina, what's up?
Fayetteville, Eastside,
what up? My son, what's up? Family, what's up?
Appreciate all the motherfucking listeners. I appreciate everybody that's in the room with us, in the studio with us. We're going to continue this fucking podcast. We're on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. I'm on Instagram, Dirty Water Lex. Dave is on Instagram,
Dirty Water Dave B.
We got Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Rate us on Apple. Leave a fucking review. Like, fuck with us. You know what I mean? We're going to keep doing this shit. This is how we do. And like I said, I switch it up again. So we out this bitch. And
Moses.
Word.